You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds here. Pedro to score in a Chelsea win is now 5-1 from 19-5. And Kevin De Bruyne to score in a Manchester City win is now 6-1 from 9-2. When the scheduling gods arranged this fixture, they probably thought we'd have a title battle on our hands. It's not the case. Chelsea's season is pretty much over, Derek. But
yeah,
I was pretty impressed with Man City in midweek. A lot of people said PSG weren't at their best, and that is perhaps true, but I thought it was a good performance against the French champions.
Well, it was. I mean, you know, PSG, OK, they were disappointing, but there's no mugs. You know, they're always in the mix in the Champions League, and City made them look second rate, to be honest. City in Europe are a different animal this season than City in the league. And it had to be, yeah, because they would have been laughed out of Europe otherwise if they did carry their Premier League form into it. Yeah, it was a great result. And you can't get out of your mind the 5-1 win for Chelsea against City in February. That was when City played an understrength side earlier in the season. In fact, I think it was it the opening weekend? Man City beat Chelsea 3-0. There's nothing to get worked up on the odds. It really isn't. But if it's going to be a winner, surely it's going to be City. Well, at least they've got something to play for. You could argue that, you know, they're in the semi-finals of the Champions League. That's all that matters. But they're more than likely not going to win the Champions League. They've got a real good chance of getting in the top four. And really, if you're a City fan, I know that you want the glory of winning the Champions League, but you've got to consolidate first. You've got to get into that top four. And I think they're meeting Chelsea at the right time. Chelsea's season's over. I'd go for City here at around a 7-4, 9-5 mark.
Yeah, it probably is arguably a really good time to play Chelsea City, or certainly the best time this season. And Derek makes a good point there, Dave. Consolidation is key at this point. They're still the outsiders of the four to win the Champions League, so they need to tie down this fourth spot first.
They do. I actually see this differently to Derek, because after that Champions League semi-final quarter-final win against PSG, Manuel Pellegrini was solely focused on the Champions League. He made some comments afterwards. He said, "Now it is very important to do things with the Champions League in mind. We are waiting for the draw, but now we have to play three games in the Premier League." I think that Pellegrini, given that he's leaving at the end of the season, wants to go out with a real bang. Mm. And Derek mentioned the game against Chelsea earlier on in the season when they rested a lot of players. I think they might rest players here. I don't think Kevin De Bruyne, who has been talismanic for them, since he came back into the team, they've looked like a different outfit, really. I don't think he's going to play. He, in midweek, asked to be substituted late on in that game against PSG because he was so tired. So I don't think he'll play at the weekend. And Chelsea have got a really good record against Manchester City at Stamford Bridge as well. They've lost just one of their last 17 Premier League home games against Manchester City, which is amazing, really. They have drawn a number of those. You look at all the draws, they've drawn five of those. They've only won one of their last seven Premier League home games as well, Chelsea. So you can look at it from both perspectives here. I just think that even though they've got Sergio Aguero, who has this tremendous record in recent Premier League games, 10 in his last 11 he's got, and he is 6-5 to score any time, I think Chelsea might win this. I reckon there'll be a definite mental letdown for Manchester City following that midweek win against PSG. I'll be with Chelsea here at 6-4 to win this game.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.